This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. PepsiCo is rolling out today a new plan that would, among other things, reduce the amount of sugar in its soft drinks. The company says at least two-thirds of its drinks will have 100 calories or fewer. The move comes as there is increasing pressure on big soda for the role it plays in the obesity epidemic. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more on that.
Pepsi set a target date for implementation of 2025, so still some years out. But low-sugar pop has been growing in popularity for some time.
Part of this are probably changes Pepsi would have been making anyway.
Kelly Brownell is the dean of Duke's School of Public Policy. The move comes as both Pepsi and Coke have spent millions lobbying against measures such as taxes on sugary soda. But Brownell says giving consumers more low-calorie options is a step in the right direction.
In their defense, there are some things that they show some willingness to do, and they have great potential to make progress by reformulating their products to have less sugar.
But Nick Modi, an analyst at RBC Capital Markets, says even as the demand for soda is going down, consumers still like their sugar fix. Think of all those Starbucks lattes and energy drinks.
So there's plenty of anomalies to point out in the industry that would suggest that, you know, consumers still don't mind sugar, bubbles, caffeine, and flavor.
Coke also has plans to offer more low-calorie options by 2020. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.